Our gospel shows Jesus laying down the terms of discipleship, which is the free and entire gift of self given up to the Lord, the pursuit of one's whole life given over to Jesus wherever he may lead us. And this is a very countercultural way of living in our world, but it's also not a sort of a willy-nilly handing ourselves over to our own desires. There isn't rugged individualism to Jesus here, but showing us a way that we truly, in order to live this kind of life of radical discipleship, need to rely on one another and the community. And so Jesus isn't simply telling us to go strike it out on our own, but to follow him as his people, the church, just in light of St. Cyril of Alexandria today and his teaching about the incarnation. It might not seem all that connected with this reading, but just to share a little bit of an insight from him. There's an axiom in theology. There's a little saying in theology where we say that every Christology is also an anthropology. What? Basically, this is saying that Jesus reveals not only who God is, but what it means to be a human being as well. What we believe about Jesus tells us what we believe about what it means to be a human being. Jesus comes to show us how to truly be human beings in our life. It comes through imitation of him, following Jesus. But to truly be a human being, to be satisfied, to see our deepest desires satisfied, we need to follow Jesus. And this is what discipleship is about. It's not about simply being a jerk and leaving everybody else behind so that we follow Jesus. No, it's not quite like that. It's about becoming the company of believers who give their lives over to Jesus. There was a book came out last year. It's very important, actually, in some of the thought that would lead to the overturning of Roe versus Wade by a legal professor, a law professor out at Notre Dame. His name is O. Carter Schneed. It's a wonderful book to read, and it's titled What It Means to Be Human. And he looks at all of the precedents and things and says that what we have in our culture, and this happens in all different manners in politics, is something he calls expressive individualism. This is how he describes this. Expressive individualism is one where persons are conceived merely as atomized individual wills, whose highest flourishing consists in interrogating the interior depths of the self. I know this gets weird. In order to freely follow the original self, and treats the body as primarily a tool for pursuing one's own chosen goals. It understands human relationships as transactional, formed by agreements and consent for the mutual benefit of the parties involved. I won't repeat that. If you didn't get it, it's not a big deal. But seeing human beings and our destiny in this life, and especially the body, primarily as tools for pursuing one's own chosen goals. This is what Jesus is calling to us a conversion from. Seeing our lives as pursuing our own goals, regardless of how they contribute to the kingdom of God or for the upbuilding of our neighbors. Jesus gives us a different vision for what it means to be human, to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And this is how Carter Sneed describes this. And this is really, for Christians, what it means to be human, because this is what it means to follow Jesus. It's the freedom to be embodied, vulnerable, and limited human beings. Embodied, vulnerable, and limited human beings who depend on networks of uncalculated giving and graceful receiving constituted by other people who are willing to make the good of others their own regardless of what this might offer by way of recompense. Sorry if this is all a little academic today, but this is what Jesus is calling us to. What it means to be human, not a rugged individualism where I get to set my own agenda for life, my own plans, but a deeper kind of freedom that comes when we surrender our life to Jesus and become truly his body with one another, that we're not concerned about counting the cost of the sacrifices we make. We don't need to keep tallies of what other people owe us in terms of favors, uncalculated giving and graceful receiving, seeing ourselves as vulnerable and dependent upon one another for our lives. This is what Jesus shows us through the incarnation, to become vulnerable to human conditions, to become dependent on others, that God would become limited in our world. It's the beauty of the incarnation, that God somehow constrains himself to this human life. Jesus shows us what it means to be human beings. And that's really what Christianity is all about.